Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The right fielder, Ozzie Timmons. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Navarro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jamie Navarro. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ricky Otero. Batting second. The shortstop, Kevin Stocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Jeffries. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Shaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Sefcik. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wendell McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Bennett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Mims. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Mike Mims. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Stocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Timmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Timmons hits a line drive into left field. Jeffries settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ricky Otero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Otero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Stocker reaches second base with a double. Otero moves to third. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morandini strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jeffries is walked intentionally. Gene Shaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Sefcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sefcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais hits a line drive into left field. Jeffries settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Jeffries settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wendell Magee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Magee hits a line drive into right field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Mike Mims is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jamie Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Magee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Timmons hits a fly ball into right field. Magee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ricky Otero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Otero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otero hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morandini is 0 for 1 in the game. Morandini hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sefcik fields it and throws to second for the out. Grace moves to third. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Servais is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Grace scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards short. Stocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries strikes out. One out. Gene Schall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Sefcik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sefcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Sefcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Wendell Magee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeffries. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro bunts towards third. Sefcik fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to third. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Timmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Timmons takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Timmons moves to second. Russ Springer now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Timmons tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Zuber pinch hits for Russ Springer. John Zuber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Otero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Otero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morandini is 0 for 2 in the game. Morandini hits a line drive towards short. Sanchez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Calvin Maduro now pitching. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Servais is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Servais is hit by the pitch. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Otero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Servais moves to third. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive towards short. Stocker catches it and throws to first to double up Sanchez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez misplays the ball. That's an error on Sanchez. Gene Schall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into right field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Sefcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sefcik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sefcik hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Sefcik reaches second base with a double. Jeffries moves to third. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Timmons. McGee reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. Sefcik scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. David Doster pinch hits for Calvin Maduro. David Doster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Bennett moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Otero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Otero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Ryan now pitching. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCray for the out. One out. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Timmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Timmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Patterson now pitching. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stocker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0 for 3 in the game. Morandini strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Adams now pitching. Scott Bullitt now playing right field. Gene Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCray. Schall reaches second base with a double. Stocker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Cubs. Kevin Sefcik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sefcik is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sefcik hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bullitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schall scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. One out. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Leo Gomez. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Jose Hernandez pinch runs for Dave Magadan. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Ryan Hernandez moves to second. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Servais is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Servais hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeffries. Servais reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Servais. The throw from Bennett and he is out, Sefcik applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sanchez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jose Hernandez now playing third base. Wendell McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Gary Bennett. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benito Santiago pinch hits for Ken Ryan. Benito Santiago batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santiago takes first base on ball 4. Amaro moves to second. Ricky Otero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Otero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing right field. Wendell McGee now playing center field. Benito Santiago now catching. Ricardo Jordan now pitching. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Glanville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morandini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Haney pinch hits for Terry Adams. Todd Haney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Haney hits a line drive into left field. Jeffries settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Doug Glanville now playing right field. Turk Wendell now pitching. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morandini is 0-for-4 in the game. Morandini takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morandini moves to third. Gene Schall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schall strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Sefcik is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sefcik is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sefcik strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.